Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I am your host, Trey Edwards, aka Black Trey. As always, joined by Big Jerv, Juju Gotti, and Jay Skills. We got a fun episode today. We're going to talk about a little DJ Envy. Is he in jail? Or is he not? Is he working for Breakfast Club? Is he not? We got Talcum X. He has returned. He is still scamming. We have how to celebrate Halloween like a real nigga. The panel gives their predictions for the NBA, and then we're going to catch up with fantasy football. For all our listeners, patreon.com, B-O-M-M, subscribe. Do not bootleg our shit. Support the product. Support the homies. Let's get everybody paid. Let's start the show. All right. Sean King, man, a.k.a. Talcum X, bro. This shit we've been seeing. What's going on, Jason?
Yeah, so apparently the nigga was on Instagram doing his ghetto scams, trying to get over on people that are going through real trials and tribulations, war crimes and the like. And, you know, his grift is to fundraise off of other people's sorrows. And apparently he stated that he was instrumental in getting some hostages released in this Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and so instrumental that he was also talking behind the scenes with other people about ending the whole conflict itself, and that he would have some real interesting news for you guys soon, but you just got to donate in order to, you know, basically stop the conflict in the Middle East. Just that's what I surmise from the situation.
Is instrumentals, this nigga making beats?
Yo, I seen a tweet where a white man said, "I'm white, but I'm not giving my money to Sean King white." It's crazy, bro. How is he getting people to continue to fall for this shit?
He's got Instagram followers. It's like the number one currency on the internet. Like, people, if you have followers and people are commenting on your stuff, people will fall for it.
Bro, Sean King is not a mountain climber. He's not even fit. He raised $16,000 to climb 7 mountains on 7 continents. If you know The seventh continent is Antarctica. He got supporters to donate miles to his family so they could watch his climb, and he quit training after day one. What's up, bro? He ends up going on a vacation in Washington with his family. How is he continue to do this? In the words of Breaking Bad, he can't keep waiting, getting away with this. Bro, how are people that gullible? Me?
I don't know, man. I'm just thinking about how I could do the same shit, man. How can I get on his level?
Right. I'm not. Lord, I've seen what you've done for others.
Lord, I've seen. Sick, man. Hell no, nah, man. DJ Envy in trouble.
Another Jason. Scammer. Another popular scammer.
What's going on with DJ Envy, man?
DJ Envy and Big Pun. Wow.
Nah, stop calling my man Big Pun, man. Don't bring puns, baby.
I know. He's not Big Pun, but that was part of the funniest part of this whole situation.
Donnell Rollins.
The niggas found out the Donnell Rollins clip was him making fun of DJ Envy and his ex-convict, soon-to-be future convict homeboy selling houses who does resemble a certain Bronx MC. And yeah, so DJ Envy, who's, you know, most famous for getting clowned by Desus and Mero. I mean, that's what I really know the nigga for. And obviously the host of the Breakfast Club with Charlamagne and Angela Yee, who's no longer on the show, apparently, because he may or may not have scammed her out of some real estate money. But he was constantly promoting this guy, Cesar Pena, as somebody to give your money to help you become a real estate baron of some sort on the East Coast. And yeah, apparently Joe Budden warned him. Charlamagne definitely laughed at him on the radio multiple times when he's talking about it. And Rick Ross and Funk Flex have also extensively clowned DJ Envy for now being involved in what looks like a federal crime. So the feds came up to iHeartRadio going through whatever, his shit, looking for him to question. Who knows? But the vans arrived. The show's over. It's time to shut down the carnival and start talking to them boys.
Damn.
Hey, man, stop scamming niggas, man.
It's crazy how many motherfuckers clowned him in the moment. Like, this ain't no hindsight is 2020. That clip of Joe saying, this shit is either, you're either gonna go broke or this shit is a scam. Which is true anytime, by the way, for the record, anytime someone tells you there's an investment opportunity with a guaranteed 30% return, that's a scam. I don't even hear nothing else about it. That is a scam.
Any nigga calling me that I ain't talked to in 5 years with a plan, no, nigga. No. Don't call me, bro, with no fucking plan if I ain't talked to you in 5 years.
The way he set it up, he was like, I had to hit up my Desert Storm family. For one, I didn't know Joe Budden was in Desert Storm. I don't think he was.
Yes, triangle offense.
He was.
Triangle offense with Fab.
That's right.
And Ransom.
That's crazy. But yeah, he said he hit up his Desert Storm fam, and Joe Budden immediately told that nigga, this shit sounds like a scam and you're going to jail. If that doesn't raise a red flag and you're already dealing with a recent ex-felon, then you deserve everything you got coming to you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't do your due diligence. You was either too dumb for the scam or you was in on it. You know what I'm saying? It's one or the other.
Sick nigga. Last topic, how to celebrate Halloween like a real nigga. We adults, Amin and Jerb, y'all got kids.
Like there's two answers. Do you have kids? If you got kids, it's basically just like taking them trick or treating, basically. You know, if you got a two parent household or whatever, one person man the crib, the other person walk with the kids, that's it. If you like not got kids, you got to go somewhere where all the girls are going to be dressed very scantily, like, I'm a nurse, I'm a cat. And they asses out and everything. Lots of alcohol, everybody out having a good time. And I don't give a damn, man, like, how old you are. If that is made available to you and you ain't got other family responsibilities, you go ahead and go do that.
What is niggas dressing up as, though?
Yes. Hey, I'ma just walk around with a cardboard sign that say real nigga.
Yo, like, that's the thing.
Are you really gonna do that?
But that's the real shit, Trey, is that, like, them's the costumes to be the biggest hit.
Right.
You do something like that. So I've worn like actual surgical scrubs and a mask, and I was like, oh, I'm doctor, whatever. And like, just, and like with a stethoscope, like, let me check your pulse and shouldn't be feeling up titties is what I like.
Hey, what's your wildest costume you've ever worn?
Wildest costume?
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for your eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
I think one or two things. When I wore a suit and I walked around and I just talked like Obama the whole night. And that shit really went well. My mother's like, oh, what are you supposed to be? That's a lazy costume. I'm like, is it a lazy costume? Let me ask my wife, Michelle, Sasha, Malia. Like, is this a lazy costume? And then my mother's like, oh, shit, this mother sound like Obama. I'm like,
yo, being mind blown is fucking funny. Somebody just losing it because he's just like, oh, I didn't think that much. Jerry, what's your wildest costume you've ever did?
I'm not really a costume individual, so I would say I did. I was Will Smith 1 year with the Great Fives and all that shit from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Nigga, did you have hair or no?
I did not, but the person I was with was Lisa, so we did like the whole Lisa and Will Smith.
Okay. Shit.
Yeah, so you know.
You should have bought the fake flat top, dog. That shit would have been amazing.
I'm not putting no wig on.
Niggas would have called you Uncle Phil.
Justin Tinsley 1 year, him and my homegirl Kelly that work over at Anscape, they went as Tupac and Janet Jackson from Poetic Justice.
Oh, that's
fire. Like, if you see the pictures, it's fire. Like, they definitely nailed it.
Jason, what's your wildest costume?
I don't know if I had a wild one. So I worked at the spot in Hollywood, like a post-production facility for a few years. And so I was Jason for 1 year. That was the first time I was ever Jason. So I wore a hockey mask to work.
You or actually the serial killer?
No, I wore a hockey mask.
Okay, no, I just had to make sure.
Funny, like you would.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. No, I wore a hockey mask to work.
Sorry. Tomatoes. Yeah.
And then, so we are like office dressed up, and I was Gilligan from Gilligan's Island. That was a pretty interesting costume. especially because I was like the only black dude there, so it was like I was the main character. It was pretty funny. And then
did people know?
Yeah, they knew because it was like I did the whole like thing with the parachute pants and the hat.
I'm gonna say this because I went as Baby Billy 1 year. Nobody knew shit.
Nobody knew.
They were like, "What are you supposed to be? A grandma?" Yeah. I'm like, "Fuck y'all, man."
y'all are like really festive. Like y'all really get dressed up out Halloween like that.
Not generally. Like that's what I'm saying. I only did it for work, and then I was a T-Rex 1 year. You know that T-Rex costume that people have. Mm-hmm. That shit is hilarious. I don't care. Like, because there's a picture of me at my desk, but it looks like a T-Rex out of that. It's just that joke always just works for me. But I don't generally, like, if I'm going out to a party or anything, like, I'm not getting dressed. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Trey, I'm too much of a real nigga to be like wearing costumes. You know, like, what am I going to dress up as? Funny enough, I saw this shit on Twitter. A nigga was dressed up as the Rose. John, you saw that?
Oh, the actual, like the vibrator rose?
Yeah, the rose toy. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I was like, I would do, what's your name? Vampire in Brooklyn. I would go with Eddie Murphy from Vampire in Brooklyn. That's a hard costume.
That'd be like, fly.
I feel like, you know what I'm saying? You got to figure out how to make a fly shit and still be a real nigga at the same time, you know?
Mm-hmm. My wildest costume was Ace Boogie paid in full. I had the bandage and shit and the head and neck. And I was like, I'm breathing different, nigga. I was walking around fucking Mill Ave and Tempe. This kid and fucking wasted. But yeah, man. I think the wildest costume I ever wore though was Spider-Man. I dressed up in the full suit. And I was walking around with the fucking... I had a mask under the mask because it was COVID. And that's when niggas was getting shamed for going outside. So like niggas didn't know it was me. So
niggas got shamed and not breathing.
Was it that nigga? Were you the New York Spider-Man?
Yeah, I wasn't that one. I was literally in the Spider-Man suit, like a tight fitted one. Like just posted. But that shit was so fucking funny, dog. Like I was in Portland just mobbing. Acting like I was the friendly one.
So you had tights on? You wore the tights?
The whole shit out there.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm not wearing no tights, big dog. Like, niggas can miss me with that whole shit. That's why I'm like, all the costumes they have you doing tricky shit, and I'm just, it's not going down, bro. It's just
tricky shit.
Yeah, hey, it's just not going down. Like,
hey, I just sent the picture to the kids, chat.
Not for the kids' holiday, and that's the whole thing. Like kind of what Amin said. Halloween is for kids and girls who want to dress slutty. You know what I'm saying? Like a nigga dressed, putting the tights on. That's
the
mystery.
You see me with the tights on, looking crazy.
Pause.
Pause.
Right.
Yeah. They see me with the tights on.
I just think it's wild. What kind of shoes did you have on?
Nigga, I was walking around with no shoes, bro. Just
no shoes?
Out there on the Kanye.
With no. Get out of here. You was walking outside barefoot, bro?
No. So
With the tight bottoms on?
The tight bottoms, but
this nigga was like a 2-year-old with a onesie on walking around in public.
So wow. what I wore was 2 pair of socks, and I just used that as a patent.
You are crazy. That's crazy.
I played up to the role. It was a real suit. That motherfucker cost $250, nigga.
You could have wore the Jordans like the Black Spider-Man. You feel me? Like
that nigga didn't exist yet. Miles
You hadn't seen the movie, nigga. It was already out. He was just late.
Hey, I said I wore some gray sweatshorts over it and a fucking zip hoodie, right?
Bro, you should have. That's what you should have did, my nigga. The fact that you was out here in a full onesie with no shoes
hey,
in New York City is insane.
No, that was in Portland. I couldn't believe it was the hardest shit to pee. Like I had to take that shit off like a motherfucking. The joint, you got to zip and peel it all out and then put that shit to your waist and tie it so you can use the bathroom, bro. That shit was nuts. But yeah, man, we're going to end the show on that end. I ain't going to wear none of no fucking costume this year. I'm probably going to watch some motherfucking vampire movies or some wild shit. Yeah, that shit out. For me, for Jason Madison, for Big Jer, for Juju, this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Catch y'all next time.